is fried, smothered, steamed, whatever you call them. I don't like to use them in grease. I like butter in them.
Mm-hmm. Now, roasting ears, was this just any corn or was this sweet corn?
I don't know, either one.
What do you call the outer covering on an ear of corn?
Shucks.
And then the part that sticks up out of the top of that?
Well, you think about the silks?
Mm-hmm. And then up on top of the stalk?
Tassel.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever raise those vegetables that you slice up and boil or maybe fry? Yellow, have a crooked neck?
Oh, them squash.
Mm-hmm.
Not many. I never did like kids. They always try to raise some every year. Yeah, I can't eat them if it's hungry enough, but I hardly ever get hungry enough.
How about this vegetable that you're supposed to eat on New Year's for good luck?
What is that? Black-eyed peas?
Who?
Black-eyed peas.
Yeah, right? That's the one.
Well, they're pretty good, especially. I like them when about half or two-thirds of it snaps.
Mm-hmm.
And then put some good old salt pork in them.
Mm-hmm.
And then let them don't. I don't like them when they're hot, but get them when they get cooled down a little. Plenty of sliced tomatoes, chow chow or something like that. Well, I can finally get flavored up and eat them.
Does this country grow berries at all?
Yeah, they grow quite a few blackberries in places and dewberries. I had some in all mine up yonder. They had a lot of blackberries wild down on the creek. I don't know whether they ever got them all picked or not. I know one fella didn't pick any of them. Me and them went down to Salisaw, you know where that is?
Yeah, I've been over there. I was over there about a month ago.
Well, I've got a sister lives there. Mile north of Salisaw, right up on top of the dadgum hill. And there's some ticks there.
Mm.
But we went down there to strawberries.
Wild?
No, my old boy had a 25-acre field. You know, Stillwell's quite a...
Oh, yeah.
Just a little above there, Stillwell's quite a strawberry center.
Grew them right in the flip rocks.
Yeah, he cleared up a patch of new ground and worked it up a little, scared the rocks out. And he said, now there they are, boy, there's 25 acres, just help yourself. But I went out and got one, and I said, that's all I want. But we bought five crates, I think that's all we could haul in.
They grow any raspberries around here?
No, I don't know of any raspberries at all.
I know you grow melons, watermelons. What kind of melons did you say you like best?
Cantaloupes.
What'd you call those when you were a boy?
We all called them muskmelons.
They were bigger, weren't they?
Well, they had two or three different kinds. They had some long ones, you know what they called banana muskmelons. That's pretty good. Then they come out of some bigger ones. But these little, they claim they've got some better than these little Rocky Fords. But you know if they are, if you've eaten them, I know they've got some pretty good cantaloupes. They got some better than them.
Uh-huh. Do you have these things that grow out in the woods around here that look sort of like little parasols? Get about that tall?
You shouldn't eat none of them mushrooms. Well, yeah, sometimes long first part of April like to go. But there's lots of people in this country don't even know what you're talking about.
Huh.
Said, I'm afraid to eat them. Said, why? I said, well, afraid he'll get a toadstool. And I said, that gump ain't got sense enough to tell a mushroom a toadstool, why it wouldn't hurt you.
What's the matter with him?
What's the matter with
a toadstool?